five letters here just for everybody out there in Packerland and yourself today. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're gonna be okay. Just a new and increased love of life, and I've made decisions and changes and habits that put me in a lot better headspace.
What is up, party people? Welcome back to the very fourth episode, I guess, of Packers After Dark. My name is Tyler. I do all the memeing, all the tweeting, all the fun stuff. But usually there is so much great content talking about what's going on with the team, around the team, all that kind of fun stuff. You've heard this intro before. Look, this is the show where we take a deep dive into everything going on around the team. My favorite Packers Twitters personalities, all of your personalities. Look, tonight we've had some amazing guests, but tonight, not just a guest, but also my friend, Matt Ramage. Dude, how the hell are you tonight, man? What's going on?
Dude, I've been saying it all day long. You've had on Nagler, obviously, and Corey Banky talking about Cheesehead TV was created. That's not like, no one's surprised by that. But then you had on Tom Grassi, who is like one of the greats, like the great, maybe. Then you had on Pax, what she said.
Even better.
And then you drop to me. No. So, like, the guests are falling off. But, no, I appreciate being on the show. You had some great guests. I'm actually humbled, like, to even be on this show. And I appreciate you having me on, man.
Of course, man. You know what? It is, you were actually one of the people who I originally thought of having on, because actually the first time that I was in front of the camera, anything related to Cheesehead TV was on your show, your live show. I think it was like before a game or something like that. I think we were already in the playoffs. I don't even know when that was, but
yeah, I remember like having you on my show, and I was like, what is Nagler doing? What is Corey Banky doing? What is Cheesehead TV doing? They don't have this guy in front of the camera. Cause I really do think that you're really good, and you're a good friend of mine or whatever. Like we text, we talk, like, I've had you on my show, and like I think you're awesome. I think that you're really good in front of the camera, and I'm glad you have a show now. It's unfortunate you have me on the show because it's going to take a downturn.
I'm humbled and honored. I'm honored to have you on the show. It's good to reciprocate every once in a while. But Matt, today is all about you, man. First of all, you're repping the Quick Trip swag. Man, that is awesome. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But today you were actually on a live right before you jumped on this show. What's up, dude? You were chatting with some people, and then hold on, something happened on this live stream. All right. So I get this guy on here, and you tell me there's some dude being mean to you or something like that. What was up with that, dude?
So what is, because I've had Alex Stroff on my show, and like, okay, most game shows, like we did a bunch of shows. So we did call in shows. So I'm trying to learn this whole call-in thing, but like on my own, and I'm using like a different service. So like, I'm not holding my phone.
You got one of those, what you call it? One of those, a soundboard. You got a soundboard, right? So you were ready. You had this whole thing plugged in. You had a mixer, a soundboard.
You're ready to go
for phone calls.
I upgraded. First of all, I'm not technology savvy, right? So I got a soundboard. I got a mixer. I got this whole thing over here. So I can take phone calls now. Someone calls in and nobody can hear him because I was testing it. It wasn't like a real show. I was like, hey, let's have a little test. I got this new thing. I got the new soundboard. I got the new phone system that I'm trying to work with.
You're ready to show off that Quick Trip money, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Someone calls in and say, they told me I suck about three times. And then they just start yelling out racial slurs, trying to mess up my show. You know what I mean?
I don't care how right. I don't care how right the first part is. I'm just kidding. Dude, that is terrible, dude. I can't believe somebody would do that. Like of all shows too, they're like, oh, I'm going to call the Matt Ramage show and be racist. Like that's just ridiculous.
You know what? You know what the funny thing is that I'm not good at technology. So nobody heard him. Like nobody could hear. People were texting me like, what did that person say? Because the people who listen to it, who know me, they were like texting me. What did they? Cause I was like, I didn't know how to respond. I was like, well, that I was trying to hang up on them. You know, I got this sensor button, but I didn't think that I was just trying to mouse them.
You like, have like a cough like, button. You're like trying to,
yeah, I was like, trying to like get rid of them. But like, they were like, what do you say? I was just like, this is a bunch of racist stuff. So terrible, I think
bro.
I was actually going to expose their phone number and put it out on my Facebook and everywhere. Like places I have large following, but I'm not going to do that. Cause I'm better than that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to subscribe to a bunch of magazines and I'm going to use their phone number and I'm just going to put them out there on the internet, using their phone number. And
that's like, hilarious.
You know, I might get some loans. Actually, I might get like some car warranties on their number.
Some extended car warranty loans, right? There you go. As soon as they call you, you'll be ready to go.
I got some ideas. That's all I'm saying.
Now. That's great. So you're talking about the show, dude, right? What about people who don't even know you, dude? Like, how did you even start? Like, okay, first of all, obviously you're a Green Bay Packers fan, right? That's the premise of the show. Like, how did you become a fan? Did you like stumble into it by birth? Like where you came from? Where are you from? Where do you live? How do you get into that? Let's get into all that, man.
All right. So I was actually born in Green Bay, but like,
you were born in Green Bay proper. Which side of Green Bay were you born in? Right, because that's a big contention.
East side, baby.
Oh, let's go. I don't know what that means, but let's go.
No, but I was born at Bellin Hospital, which is the same hospital like my son is born in. But like after I was born, I moved to Fond du Lac till I was like 12, still in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then we ended up moving back to Green Bay. But like, dude, I've been a Packer fan. Like in my family, like it wasn't a choice. Like you were a Packer. Like my best friend at like 10, like 9, 10, 11, 12 years old was a Bears fan who lived next door. He wasn't allowed
in Green Bay, a Bears fan who lived in Green Bay. Yeah.
This was Fond du Lac, but it's
basically Fond du Lac.
It's right next to Milwaukee. But same thing, but it's like he wasn't allowed. He wasn't allowed in our house on Sundays cuz he was my friend and At that age, I didn't understand the Packer, like the being a Packer fan. Like I didn't understand it completely, but like they would say, don't bring him over here on Sunday because he would talk smack. Because in those days, I was born in 79, so like this is like 88, you know, this is pretty far. And the Bears were good back then. That was like the last time they were good,
right?
So, like, the last time they were really good, they had a few years here and there, but like, yeah, like dude, like growing up in my family, like dude, you didn't have a choice. The same thing that I tried to instill in my kids is like, you don't have a choice. Like if you're going to live in this house, you're going to be a Packer fan.
It's just a rite of birth when you grow up in Wisconsin. Dude,
just what it is.
That's definitely the way to go. So you were hanging out in Green Bay, Fond du Lac area, like throughout your childhood and things like that. Did you go to a ton of games? I mean, did you see a lot of Packers games in person during that time? Because the Packers weren't that great back then. So I imagine ticket prices weren't that expensive.
No, because like we were like not a very rich family. So like we didn't, I didn't go to a game until I was an adult, but we used to ride our bikes. We used to ride our bikes up to Lambeau Field. We didn't do like the whole like get autographs thing because we didn't know that. I don't remember that being an option.
Yeah,
not because it wasn't, just because I wasn't smart enough to know. You could just ride up to the gate and get like talk to the players. But like we would ride our bikes up there. We'd walk up the steps. We'd do other things, and but we just didn't know that you could just wait, and the players would come around. But like, Lambeau Field was like, we would say like, hey, meet me at Lambeau. And then we would just ride our bikes to Lambeau, but it wasn't even about the Packers. I mean, it was, but it was like, that was just a spot that you would meet your friends at. And, I'm not sure I love the Packers. Like definitely like how I do now as a kid. Cause it wasn't, I loved them and all that stuff, but it just wasn't the same. Like we just didn't know it, we were loyal and all that stuff, but like it just wasn't the same as it is now.
When did you start really getting into it? I mean, was that in your teenage years or as you got to be an older adult or how did that go?
It was like the teenage years for sure, because I remember watching the Super Bowl. I was about 16 years old when they won Super Bowl 31. I'm guessing, but I remember like they won the Super Bowl. Like it was like the greatest thing. But like I drank a lot back then, unlike now. But I remember like my friend, like it was a whole parade was going through Green Bay. It was going right down the street, and my friend's little brother was like who is it, a full grown adult now. He was they were lifting him up, trying to get him to like the players to give him high fives, and like. I think it was Desmond Howard who picked him up, and there was a telephone pole. So he picked him up into the bus. And then as a telephone pole, he lifted him out and then gave him back to his dad. And it was like, dude, in Super Bowl 31, like what went on back then, like after they won, cause dude, Green Bay sucked for like ever. Yeah. And I remember driving down Main Street with my brother and this old Ford Escort, like this little piece of crap car he had, and they were rocking it. Dude, people were climbing telephone poles. Dude, it was like a riot. It wasn't a riot because people weren't burning stuff and no doing other things.
Yeah.
But people were, dude, everyone was just so happy. Like, dude, like, I remember like being playing football in my backyard, Don Majkowski jersey, just some shitty green jersey that I had with number 7 on. I'm not even sure it was a Packer jersey. It was just a green jersey with a 7 on it. Like, and then so when Favre happened and Reggie White and all these things, like, dude, it changed everything in Green Bay. So when that Super Bowl happened, dude, it was
changed
just
your whole life. You know, dude, what I mean? Did you ever at that point? I mean, obviously. They, you know, the Packers gave you some incredible memories and things like that. But did you ever at that point think like, hey, you know, I want to do something that's a part of this team? You know, obviously back then, you know, the internet wasn't even really a thing yet. It had just started being a thing. But I mean, did you ever think to yourself like, hey, I want to be a journalist or a sports writer or talk about the team or be around the team even more?
No, I never thought about that. First of all, because I'm an idiot. Like, no, you're not. I'm pretty stupid. So like the only time that I ever thought about like real fans could like have a say and like talk about the Packers was Cheesehead TV about right before the Super Bowl XLV. When I got on Twitter, about probably the first time was shortly after 2007 is when
that's a big jump. What were you doing before that? Just starting a family and living your life.
Yeah.
I mean, between Super Bowl 31 and Super Bowl XLV, I mean, you were just living your life. You weren't even really thinking about the Packers other than...
Well, I was on MySpace.
There you go. OG.
I remember, like, my wife get on Twitter, and I remember her explaining to me what Twitter is. She's like, so when you talk about something, you want to put at and then say what you're talking about, and then the pound sign. Like, I remember her explaining to me like what Twitter was, because like I was out in MySpace with my friends and we were joking around or whatever. But yeah, like I wasn't ever like, I'm going to have a podcast. I'm going to have my own show. I'm going to do these things. Like, dude, I was just mess around. The first time that like I really got on social media where I was like doing stuff was Vine. Like, I don't know if most people who are listening actually know what Vine was. Yeah, I was on Vine.
For the small children out there who don't know, Vine is the OG TikTok. All right. This is before TikTok. Okay. Vine is the OG TikTok. And it's the better version of it too. Okay. I just want to sell that.
Vine was legit, bro.
Vine was amazing.
Dude, but I was gonna say my wife was ahead of
the curve. It sounds like she was ahead of the curve on all that. She was teaching you all that kind of stuff.
Because I was on MySpace, but then she's like, oh, Facebook is out here.
Did you find a Packers community on MySpace? That's kind of interesting.
No, I didn't.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. It was like, it's basically like just my family. Like nothing was happening there. I didn't really find a Packers community until after Vine. Like,
where was that at? On Facebook or where was that?
No, it was actually before Vine. Cause It was Twitter, like 2008-ish, I would say.
And that's where you found Cheesehead TV or whatever?
Yeah, because I first found like Cheesehead TV. I would say 2008-ish. I'm just guessing. I think it was invented in 2007-ish. My wife is on it for a minute, and then she was like, "Oh, you need to get on Twitter, this and that." But it wasn't about Packers. But now I was like, "Oh," and then I found Cheesehead TV. I didn't know who ran it. Like I watched Nagler and Corey, but I didn't know who it was. Like I didn't know their names. Like I just knew like, "Wow, these guys they're just regular ass Packer fans, and they're making their own podcast." Like it was just like flabbergasting to me. Like the things that I do now, like anybody could do. But like at that time, like nobody, like it was like you had to be smart. So like
you had to figure out a way how to do it. You know,
yeah, like,
you,
like now anybody can do it. Like, dude, anybody can have a podcast. Anybody, like, dude, everyone has a phone, everyone has the internet, everyone has a laptop. So like it was a whole different thing. But like now everyone can do it. But that's what it was. It was like I saw like Cheesehead TV doing it. And it wasn't for like 10 years later where I even thought like I should do that.
Yeah. So you were diving into all that kind of stuff. And so you were watching it from the sidelines. And then when did you start to say like, "Hey, I can kind of do this." You know what I mean? Like, what was the moment that you were like, "I want to do that. I want to talk about that." Were you engaged in other people's content and that's how you got started with it or what?
Well, I left Twitter for like a little bit. Cause I did Vine and I made jokes about my eyes, right? Like, I don't know, a lot of people like in your audience probably don't have any idea who I am, but like, I like left Twitter for like 3 years and I made Vines and I was having a good, it wasn't even about like building a brand. It wasn't about doing anything. It was just sure. about having fun. Like, I was like, this is fun. Like 2013-ish, I think to like 15. And then, the Green Bay guy, Ben, my guy, I don't want to say his full name. He might not want me to say it, but like, he's the Green Bay guy on Instagram, like okay. Facebook. He has his own pages. He does his thing. He was like, "Dude, you should have a podcast." I was like, "I don't know anything about a podcast." So, but I was like, "I'll build it." So Tom Crabtree was a good friend of mine. And I was like, "Hey, you want to come on my podcast and, you know, just talk some shit." And then, he was like, "Yeah, I'll do that." So I started doing podcasts and Tom Crabtree was a really frequent guest. If it wasn't for Tom Crabtree, I probably wouldn't even be talking to me.
Because and for those who don't know, Tom, we're talking about Tom Crabtree, former Green Bay Packers tight end, Super Bowl champion, Tom Crabtree.
Yeah, like so he came on and we were just talking. I had Haaland Dix come on. Like
so
it was
how did you like what did you start with? So Tom Crabtree was your first guest? That's incredible.
Yeah, like he was like the first guy that came on. I had two separate podcasts because technically Haaland Dix was my first guest, like on the podcast people know today. But like I quit at one point where I was just like, this isn't working. And it was mostly just Tom Crabtree being my guest. Wow. And I had guys like Kingsley Kiki. Eventually I had, I had so many guests, but if it wasn't for Tom Crabtree, like people wouldn't even know.
Yeah. When I first saw you, you were talking to Haha. You were talking to Haha Clinton Dix. I mean, how did that get started? I mean, you just met him through mutual contacts or how did that go?
So see, Haha Clinton Dix made a video one day. Everyone knows like the cleat phone thing, whatever. But how it started was he made a cleat phone video on his story, just joking around, like, "Oh, he's talking to his cleat." I was like, I saw that. I was like, I can make a video out of that. I can make that funny. So I took his clip. I talked to my own cleat and I made it, you know, I tried to make it funny. So my sister my sister texts me. She says, "Yo, I know the person," because my sister she's an athlete. She's like a Nike athlete. So she was communicating with the Haaland Dix website designer because they have the same website designer. And she's like, "Yo, Haaland Dix just followed you on Twitter." So then I looked at my Twitter. I was like, "No, he doesn't." I looked at my Twitter. I was like, "Oh, Haaland Dix, he just followed me," because somehow he saw my video, one of the videos I did. And then he DM'd me and he's like, yo, I love what you did. Make that a Nike cleat and I'll repost it. So I redid that video because it was a whatever. It wasn't a Nike cleat. It was some other cleat, some other brand. But, you know, he was sponsored by Nike, so he wasn't
going to repost it. He couldn't show it. Yeah.
So then I redid the video and I made it Nike cleat. And then we started talking. He's like, you know, I'll send you some videos and then you make them funny. So that's kind of how it started. It wasn't like a lot of thought. Like people at the time are like, well, he should have time. You know, he should be practicing. Like, no, he spent like 2 seconds making little clips. And then he would say to me, make it funny. So then I would try, like, how could I spin this to be funny? But like,
so you're building out your podcast. You're building out your podcast. You've had Tom Crabtree. You've had Ha Ha Clinton Dix. You've had other guests at this point. I mean, like, what was the moment for you where you thought, oh, okay, this is maybe taking off or something like that? I remember going back and watching some of your old YouTube videos where you were like, I'm not kidding. I think you were like talking into a phone or had a phone recording like into your thing. That's awesome, dude. Because I think it's really important for people to know, like, if you're trying to start a podcast or if you're trying to start like anything really, like a show, like it's not even necessarily like the tools that you have, right? Like if you start a show and it has great content, it doesn't matter the production value of your show. It doesn't matter like what type of microphone that you have, you know what I mean? Like you could really go out and do it. And I think you're a testament to that, right? I mean, like you started out with just like a small microphone and a phone and a computer. I mean, that was it, right?
Dude, I remember when Tom Krabs, this is like pre Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Yeah.
So Tom Crabtree, like my very first podcast, because I quit that podcast for like a half a year, like maybe a year, where like, you know, and then Ha Ha was my first guy. But like Tom Crabtree, I used to do a podcast with him where I would record him on my phone. Like his audio would come from my speakerphone off my cell phone. And I would record the video off my wife's phone. I'm like, let me borrow your phone. And then I have video of Tom Crabtree talking to me where like the only audio besides like the podcast, which is gone, is the video off my wife's phone. It was so horrible. It was just horrible. That is why, like, I really do say to people, like, if you want to start a podcast, if you want to start creating content, like anyone could do it. Like, dude, my stuff was so horrible. Like, I don't have a great glorious story. Like so many podcasters today, the guests that you've had.
But I think that's what makes you relatable. You're a small town guy, right? I mean, you're outside of Green Bay right now. Is that where you live? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, I'm about 30 minutes from Green Bay.
Okay, so you're about 30 minutes from Green Bay. You're a small town guy. You know, you remind a lot of Wisconsinites of themselves, right? So people see you and they think like, wait, I love the Packers. You know what I mean? This guy's relatable. He's just like me. I'm going to work every day. I'm listening to the radio. I'm tuning into all this like Packers content. And now I have someone who is just like me that represents, you know what I mean? Like that group of people or whatever it may be, you know? So I think that's what your brand has kind of become, right? You're a small town guy who loves the Packers, loves to drink and loves to have a good time and talk about the Packers. And I think people resonate with that.
Well, yeah, that's basically like all I do. Like I get drunk. Like I remember talking to Tom Crabtree one day and I was like, yo, I get, cause I was starting to get players on. Like I got Kings of Kiki on. I got like,
you had Tim Boyle on one time, right?
Yeah. Tim Boyle. Dude, you want to hear a story about Tim Boyle? I did a podcast with Tim Boyle. Okay. Right? I did a podcast. It wasn't live. Cause like all my stuff I do now is basically live. But back then it was all on my phone, you know, even with Tim Boyle, it was on my phone. Like he called into my phone. I had a video. I had a little bit better video situation back then. But I froze halfway through a Tim Boyle conversation, right? So I'm talking to Tim Boyle and I'm asking him all the questions. What's it like being a backup to Aaron Rodgers and a teammate? All the blah, blah, blah shit. And then at some point, my brain just is like, I'm out. I don't want to hang out no more. So like I just froze and I was like, and it never happened before or after. Like, I was just like, I'm sorry, bro. I was like, I'm out. And then he was like, what's going on? And I was like, I just can't think of that. I was like, and then I actually asked him, I was like, do you have any questions? Like, do you have any suggestions? Oh my gosh. What I can talk about? So he's like, And then as he's like thinking, I was like, oh, I'm back. I got it. So I just edited it out so it doesn't look like I'm an idiot. But like, but Tim Boyle was so cool because a lot of guys were just hung up. They're just like, yo, I don't got time for you to figure it out. But like, yo, I had so many guys like who I thought I was just horrible at. Like, that is the thing, like with me, like, dude, I'm not like Tom Grassi. Like Tom Grassi's like the man. Like Aaron Nagler, you can go through the guys who just and the girls who just do such good work. Dude, I'm just the average fan who's just trying. I happen to get a following and I was like, let's see what we can do here. But like, dude, I'm horrible. Like, dude, I'm not. Like, you're not gonna one day see me on ESPN and I'm or wherever, whatever network. Dude, I'm just a guy that happened to get a following. Dude, I just drink beer.
May not see you on ESPN, but we've seen you on the Pat McAfee show. How did that happen, dude?
Dude,
you did a couple videos or something like that, and they ended up on the show. Like, that's awesome, dude. Like, that's pretty big.
So, like, the thing with Pat McAfee, and I was actually on like an NFL film show. Like, really?
No way. Oh, so like, here you are. You're talking all this smack. Hold on. You're talking all this smack about how you're not great and nobody likes you and you just so happen to have a following. And then I say, oh, you were on Pat McAfee's show. And then you come back and you say, oh, but actually I was on NFL film first. Okay, Matt.
What's funny about the Pat McAfee show is I made that video. A lot of my videos are like after work. I get fired up at work because I'll be reading Twitter and people are like, oh, you know, Aaron Rodgers, this and that, and they'll be crapping on him. And
what's your day job again? Are you okay? Are you comfortable with saying what's your day job? Oh,
I work at a cheese factory. And
that's the most Wisconsin thing in the world, right? A cheese factory. I love it.
I hate every minute of it. But so I'll be on my phone at work and people are just drilling Aaron Rodgers, and I'm very biased as a Packer fan.
Of course.
People think Aaron Nagler is biased. Like, you always say nothing. Like, dude, I am so biased. Like, I couldn't even do that job because, like, I don't know. It's like family for me. Anyways, so I'm at work and I'm just mad because everyone's drilling Aaron Rodgers. I think it might have been after a loss, whatever it was.
Sure.
So I get out. I get out of work. I punch out. I walk to my truck, and I'm just fired up. So I make a video, and I'm like, y'all need to put respect on Aaron Rodgers' name, blah, blah, blah. I forget what the video I made was. So then I post a video. I drive home. And Pat McAfee's people DM me on Twitter, and they say, hey, can we use that video on our show? I was like, absolutely. I think you can use that. I think even before I left, because Alex Stroff actually, I think, called me. He was like, I think that was the next day. I'm messing up this.
Sure.
But so they were like, can we use your thing? So the next day I'm at work and Alex Stroff is calling me. He's like, yo, you're on the Pat McAfee show and this and that. And he's like all jacked. I was like, whoa. So I'm leaving work and like my phone's blowing up. You're on the Pat McAfee show. And dude, being on the Pat McAfee show is like the biggest thing. Like, dude, I was so stoked. And then I was on NFL films like that night.
With the same video or a different one?
Yeah, I think it was the same video. And it was like some little show that they had on Amazon.
Okay. Like,
it wasn't like NFL Network. People think it was NFL Network. But it was like Amazon show where they had a few former players. They had some guys. It's actually the top of my YouTube page because cool. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So that's okay.
I mean, that is cool, dude. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're in a small town, 30 minutes outside of Green Bay, working at a cheese factory, talking about the Green Bay Packers. Next thing you know, you're on Pat McAfee and you're on the NFL Network. I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, that's incredible. I mean, like you said, you were riding bikes around Lambeau Field as a kid, watching them, you know, tear down the house after the Super Bowl. And now all of a sudden you're on these big networks. Like, how does that make you feel?
Dude, it makes me feel like really awesome, but like, because at the same point is like, I'm not like Tom Grassi. I'm not Aaron Nagler. I'm not like a lot of these guys that know a lot of stuff. Cause I always say like, to me, like I'm just the average ass fan. Like I'm like the most average fan. Like I people who watch my shows know that I'm, dude, no one tunes into my show like I'm going to get smarter. Like I'm gonna know more about the Packers.
You know, you don't claim to be an analyst, is what you're saying.
Yeah, dude,
say, right?
I mean, I'm not an analyst.
Yeah,
dude, I get buzzed up. I have a few beers. We do a show. People call in once in a while. Like I have cool guests on, like Aaron Eggers coming on Thursday.
Yeah,
Alex Stroff jumps on once in a while. I got a few beat writers that pop in once in a while. You pop in, but like no one's ever like tuning into my show. Like I'm gonna learn some shit today, dude. We're just having, dude. I'm just the average fan. Like I don't know anything extra. Like I'm not. I have no sources. You know what I mean?
So. Right. You're an average fan who likes to drink and talk about football. You know what I mean? Like, what's better than that?
So, like, during the season, I rant. Like, I'll make a video, like, if the Packers lose and they're roasting Rodgers, or if the Packers win, and they're like, you should have won by more. Like, I'll make a video on my phone, and I'll just rant and, like, yell, everyone's saying this and that. And then the fact that it gets on, like, some of these shows, it's like, dude, it's awesome. Like, dude, how do you not love like what we do? Like,
right.
Like you do the Cheesehead TV, like social media stuff. Like, how do you not love like Aaron Nagler? I guarantee he loves what he does. Corey Banker.
It doesn't feel like a job. It doesn't feel like a job because you get to talk about your favorite team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing better than that. I mean, any day that you can, you know, drink a little and talk about your favorite team online. I mean, come on, that's great. Speaking of drinking, there's been a lot of episodes where a lot of people say, Matt, have you been drinking this evening?
dude, I drink. Hey, you want to do a shot right now?
Hey, do it, brother. Go for it. Here we go.
I got it ready. Dude, that's what I do. All right. So a lot of people,
I want you to know this. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, Matt Ramage just went ahead and pulled out an entire bottle of Jaeger on the live stream. Okay, here we go. Matt Ramage.
Dude, that's what it is. It's like, dude, so many people, dude, like they're so good. Like you talk about Naylor, you talk about all the guys and girls that put out great content. But like, dude, on my show, dude, we drink. let me pour this up real quick, Tyler. Oh, I just spilled it. This
I'll take a sip out of my water bottle here. Here we go.
No, Tyler, I need you to go find some alcohol. I think I just ruined this.
I'm on a diet, bro. I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet. All right. So here's what we do. We got
the Jaeger. Hold on a second.
We got glasses.
If you're listening to the audio version, Matt Ramage just pulled out a bottle of Jaeger, an entire can of fresh Red Bull, and some red Solo cups. Here we go. All right.
So here's what we do around these parts, Tyler.
We
pour a shot of Jägermeister, right? Then we get the Red Bull. I don't know the exact measurements of Red Bull, but I just pour it until I don't feel like pouring no more.
Okay.
And then, because you know what it does? It gets you tipsy, but it also wakes you up at the same time.
And so this is how you decided to do a show, and now you can't do a show without doing it. Is that right?
Dude, I actually am my shows are much better when I'm tipsy.
Okay.
And anybody who watches my shit knows that. I've done a few sober. People are like, I'm not impressed. Let's do a shot here for Tyler.
Here we go, everybody. This is for tour to Matt Ramage. He's taking a big shot of Jaeger Bomb here going on.
Anyways, Tyler. No, but
so you enjoyed drinking. Now, what's really interesting, and for those who don't know, Matt Ramage is actually signed to an agency. That's right, a big name agency. Matt Ramage, how the hell did that happen? Small town guy, Cheese Factory, Jaeger Bombs live on the air, signed to an agency. What the heck happened there?
I actually don't even know I get so many emails, which I'm sure like a lot of people do who create content.
Yeah, and my inbox is full, I'm sure. I don't know.
So someone asked me, you know, actually, he's a really good friend of me now, but he's like, yo, I think I could do some shit, you know, do some stuff for you. And now, dude, I'm signed with a Quick Trip. Like, Like, dude.
Oh, is that where you're signed? I couldn't tell by the sweatshirt and the logo in the back.
Dude, I will represent Quick Trip till the day I die. But the thing is with Quick Trip is I represent them like before they signed with me. I used to make videos because, like, dude, I did in Culver's, the same thing, Fleet Farm. Like, dude, I just love, dude, I love Wisconsin so much.
It's all Wisconsin.
The Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks. And I'm more of a Packer fan than I'll ever be like any other sports fan, but I still rep them. Like a lot of people, I think, who live in Wisconsin, I'm not a Brewer fan, like I'm a Packer fan, but I still support them. I still rep them and all those things. But like, dude, I love.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm obviously a massive Green Bay Packers fan, but when it comes to the Brewers and the Bucks and stuff like that, like I grew up in Wisconsin, of course, those are my teams. You know what I mean? But I feel like a bandwagon fan just because it's not anywhere near the level of respect or the level of care that I have for Green Bay. You know what I mean?
Dude, and that's what it is because like, I know people who in real life, cause people are like, no one cares about the Brewers and the Bucks. Dude, I know people who care about the Brewers more than the Packers. Like I work with people, my stepdad, hardcore Brewers fan, probably equal to his Packer fanism.
Right.
And dude, so many people, I'm not that guy. Like I like the Brewers. I'll watch them and, you know, Badgers and all these guys. And I'll watch them and I'll root for them. And like during the game, dude, if I watch the Brewers and I'm rooting for them in the ninth inning, I'm rooting for them like I root for the Packers. That's all I know. Just getting all into it. But like the Packers, I tell my boss, I don't want to work Sundays because the Packers play.
Right. Exactly.
I'll miss a Brewers game. Like that's just what it is. I'm not a Fairweather fan.
I think there's a Brewers game going on tonight.
It's probably happening right now. Right. But no, but like
go Brewers, go Brewers.
I love them, but like it's not the same, dude. It's not the same. Like the Packers, dude. Like growing up, like dude, like my family, dude. Like Packers was it, and like dude, like I love the damn Packers, dude.
Yeah.
Like when Favre was doing his thing before he retired, like I would fight a nun to like defend Favre. I shouldn't say that so close to Easter, but like. But like, dude, like, I love these Packers. I love Aaron Rodgers and the whole thing that's going on now with like possible his contract situation. I know this isn't like a Packer show where you're talking about Packers.
Hey man,
like,
whatever you want to talk about.
No, but like, dude, I love this damn team, and I love the player. I love Aaron Rodgers. I love Favre. A lot of things changed with Favre over the years, but like I want Aaron Rodgers to be a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers for years to come. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah,
and we'll see what happens. Anyways,
we'll see what happens. What's I just want to know what's next for Matt Ramage, right? It seems like you've done a great job about building, you know, your brand, and I think the best part about Matt Ramage, you is just that, you know, you're so humble, dude. Like you just come from a place of like, hey, I'm just a fan, right? And like. You know, I love Quick Trip and I love Culver's and I love all this kind of stuff. And then Quick Trip was like, hey, we recognize that. And we're recognizing you by giving you a sponsorship and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, like, what is next for you, man? I mean, like, you're out here, you're having a good time. You're doing these podcasts, you're doing whatever. I mean, like, how do you move on from there? Are you even thinking about that? Because I feel like sometimes people who create content get into this space of like, oh, I've got to create this and I've got to be better. I mean, I just want to know from you, like is that even a thought in your mind right now? What's going on with that?
Well, like my thing is like, I want, everyone wants to be better, right? I want to actually like watching like your show with Tom Grassi. And I was like, I actually watched that. Like I watched it like two or three times because I just think that he's so smart. I think that how he did his thing, how he started, that's what your whole show is about. Where I was like, whoa, like I went back and watched. I was like, how can I make my shit better? And not like to copy him, but like, he was like, he decided like to put out more material, more content. So I was like, I should put out, that's why I started doing my Monday through Thursday thing, put out more content. Not because I thought they put out more content, I'll put out better content, but just to get better. So I was like, I'm going to do a Monday through Thursday thing. It's not always going to work. Like this week, I got to work. I still work. But like next is just putting out more content, just having more fun. Because like every, like putting out more content to me, it, like it's not work, it's just fun. Like I'm talking to people, like you. I got Aaron Nagler coming on Thursday. Dude, it's always fun for me. Like this isn't work. Like this, you know, I have a job, which I do not want to have. Like I'm trying to figure out, how do I not have to have this job anymore? Like I'm trying to figure out.
Your goal is to make this your full-time gig, man. And that's so admirable, man, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, there's that cliche saying, a ship in the harbor isn't, you know, isn't safe, but that's not what the ship was built for. You know what I mean? Like there's all these different, you know, ideas of going out and taking that leap of, if you will, Lombardi leap of Lambo leap faith, you know what I mean? To go out there and do these types of things and be who you want to be and create the content you want to take. And I feel like today, especially in today's world, like how easy it is for us to just step on and do a live stream like this and talk about it. Like, dude, you can totally do that and go out and, you know, do what you want to do, whether it's Packer centered or whatever, you know, like, because you've got that, you know, and I keep calling it a brand. It's not a brand. I don't want to put a label on you. It's a Matt Ramage. You've got that Matt Ramage of being humble, being a small town guy, going out and doing all those things. And I think that's awesome, dude. I'm excited for you and I'm excited for your future, man. That's awesome.
Dude, but the thing is, it's like not even like the brand type stuff. It's just like I have fun, like talking to people, like whether it's you or like whether I take phone calls, people I never heard of before. Like, yeah. Dude, people DM me, people comment on my Instagram, people comment on all these things. Like, dude, I have so much fun talking about the Packers.
Of course.
And most people don't agree because I am so biased. Like, dude, I am so biased. People DM me.
You have a lot of Bears fans and stuff. You have fans from all over the NFL who are on you, sort of like Tom Grassi does. You have fans from all over the NFL who love you, but just because you're unapologetically you, because you are biased, you know?
Dude, it's funny because I'll make a Bears Still Suck video. I will dance around screaming, singing Bears Still Suck. Bears fans will be like, all right, that was funny, or that was good, or I agree with you, this and that. But like, dude, it's just fun. Like to me, like, dude, it's just fun. That's why I like Aaron Nagler, because like I remember, like, can I tell a story about Aaron Nagler?
Of course, please. Yeah, he's great.
I do love Aaron Nagler. Right?
I have to say that. He's my pseudo boss. So I have to say that. He's great. Like, I love him.
I love Aaron Nagler.
I love you, bro. Fantastic. So, what a guy.
There was a time about, because I knew who Cheesehead TV was. I knew I watched Cheesehead TV before it was Cheesehead TV. I watched. They were in this little room, pack of shit all around them. I didn't know their names. I just knew that. Like, wow, these guys have their own show. This was before like technology, like anyone
before
can have
technology, pre-technology. Yeah. There's not even
because right now anyone can have their own show. I have my own show. I have StreamYard. I can't edit. Like I have StreamYard. I have all this shit. So like, yeah, I go live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. I'm live on everything. You think I could have done that 20 or 15 years ago, whatever, 10 years ago, whatever, whenever they were doing, like, no. I'm not very smart. I'm not a real smart person. But so I was at Packers training camp about 10 years ago, whatever it was. I'm usually there every year. And someone came up behind me and they tapped me on the shoulder. They're like, Aaron Nagler is standing right behind you. And I said, I don't give a shit. Because like, I didn't know who he was. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm trying to watch. Oh. I told Corey Banky this story, but like, I didn't know that just by Aaron. I love me some Aaron Nagler, but like, I think Aaron Nagler and Corey started this whole shit. Everything that you're doing with this show, my show, everything with every other company who's starting to do podcasts and all these things, it all started with Cheesehead TV, and I'm stoked to be on Cheesehead TV. Like, don't
what I mean? Like, they're definitely pioneers, but I tell you what, man, it's the fans, man. It's the fans who really created all of this. You know what I mean? It's people like you. It's people like everyone in the chat right now. It's people who care about the Packers. You know what I mean? Who helped create this whole thing. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, people like Nags and Banky and, you know, everyone out there who does Packers blogosphere type stuff. You know, of course, they created a vehicle, but it's the people who get in the vehicle. It's the fans. It's everyone out there who really created all this. Dude, and it's awesome. And that's why I love having you on, because I feel like you're kind of like a success story of a fan. Not that you're a fan, idiot. Like,
no, no, dude.
If you're not a fan who's on live stream every night, that doesn't mean you're not successful. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying you're like, what if people, you know, there's younger fans out there who are trying to get into the live stream game. You know, people like Joey the Jaguar and people like,
very underrated
and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like those guys who do the underage podcast, right? I'm sure they look up to people like you and people like Cheesehead TV who want to do this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Who want to get into and talk about the fans. And I feel like the internet gives them a platform to do that. So, I mean, it is just, it's, you know, it's all about the fans. And I just feel like everybody out there needs to know that. And that's why I loved having you on tonight's show, because I liked getting a glimpse inside the view of someone who never thought that you would be where you are today, but somehow made it so successful. And dude, it's just such a cool story to me.
Dude, first of all, like people like Joy the Jaguar, first of all, I think is a very underrated, with Big B, the Underage Packers podcast.
Underage Packers podcast. Check them out.
Ridiculous. How good they are. Dude, there's so many Packers podcasts. They're just so good. Like, dude, anybody can do it. Like, in 2021, anybody can do it. Like, yeah. In 2009, when Cheesehead TV, not anyone could do it.
Right. But you right now, to know how to, like, code and HTML and do all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Dude, when I like work on my stuff, like, you know, I'm on Facebook, I'm doing the other thing. It said when it goes to code, I'm like, all right, I went too far.
Dude, when it comes time to do anything other than press play or go live on the stream. Dude,
I'm just a drunk guy, dude, having a good time. I see the comments. A lot of people are showing me love. A lot of people don't like me as much, but that's just what it is, though. Like, dude, I'm just having fun, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
thrilled to be on here.
Yeah, I think it's the positivity too. I think I think a lot of people, whether they want to or not, you know, they crave that positive side of Packers fandom, you know, and I think. You know, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I'd rather you be a realist, or I'd rather you be a whatever. And I think Corey Behnke said it best on an older episode of Packers Transplants. And that's, you know, I'm not looking for realism when I'm trying to listen to the Packers. I get enough of that at my day job, right? And I think you talked about that before. Like, you get enough real life at your day job. You know, there's enough real life drama going on around us. You know what I mean? From everything in the news to the global pandemic right now. Like, I'm not trying to watch the Packers and think about realistic things right now. Like, I don't, to be honest, like, I don't give a shit what the salary cap impact is on the team at this point. And I know, like, look, Cheesehead TV has been accused of a lot of things, most notably gatekeeping fandom. And we talked about this on episode one with the Cheesehead TV guys. It's like no one's gatekeeping anything. We're just trying to give a different perspective, right? And the different perspective is that, like, you know, fandom can be anything you want it to be. But at the same time, the negativity and the quote unquote realism and all that kind of stuff, like, it gets boring. It gets really old. It gets really stale. And I think that's why people like you, Matt, you know, people like you, because you're so positive and you're so biased towards your team, and you're just a fan. You're just like, it's like watching you is like watching the Packers on a Sunday, right? I don't have to think about anything. I can just listen and have a great time.
See, that is the thing, like with everything, I'm a little buzzed up. Everything that you talked about is like, dude, I'm so positive. It's like, I get it. Like, a lot of people don't like that because, but the people who are so angry all the time, like, there are certain Packer fans who are, they just attract the negativity. Like, Aaron Rodgers is gone, and this and that, and, like, all the bad things. But there's so much bad shit in the world that's happening. It's like, dude, let's just focus on the good part of football. Because, you know, out in the world, like, you know, there's all types of shit going on. But, like, dude, I think Aaron Nagler is so good with it, where he's just like, yo, dude, Aaron Rodgers has 3 years left of his contract. I understand it's only 1 year guaranteed money. Who knows what's going to happen? But I focus on this next year with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback. We still have a lot of the same team. People are like, oh, you didn't get better. But we didn't get worse. Maybe a little bit. But if you, I don't think they got worse, but like if you break down certain players that was lost, but like I don't want to get into it.
No, but yeah, that's for a different show. I'm just saying you in general tend to take the positive side of things. And dude, I'm so positive.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, I'm not going to turn this show into like a whole other thing.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
No, but hey, no, but I will say that, dude, I'm super thrilled to be on Cheesehead TV. I've been watching show since like forever. And the fact that I'm on Cheesehead TV right now, dude, is very, very awesome to me.
Well, we appreciate Matt. We appreciate you coming on. And dude, like we said before, like you're just a fan. And I think that's where a lot of people resonate. And I think that's great. So I think you said what's next for you. You're going to be putting out a lot of new content and things like that.
It's going to be shitting out content. Not good content. Not like quality content, but it's going to be out there and people might see it sometimes. You know, what's funny to me is that the Packer fans see me and then they get mad. They're like, I'm a Packer fan, but I hate this son of a bitch. And everyone retweets him, I hate you. And that just, I just sat back and it was like, I love it because the same thing. I think Aaron Nagler sees the same thing, or like Cheesehead TV. Like you were trolling people for a minute. Like for what was going on there?
And then that stopped.
No, let's talk about that for a minute before we head out of here. So like what was going on with, you were just trolling people, like talking about the haters.
I think I just got fed up, man. I think I just got fed up with a lot of the negativity and a lot of the craziness. And I think a lot of people, like most of the 99.9% of the time, right, we're ignoring, you know, the drama and stuff like that on Twitter and on Cheesehead TV and on whatever. But I think, you know, it just felt like, you know what, it's the off season. People need to relax. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just figured, hey, we're going to expose what these people are saying and just make them look silly, because it is silly. A lot of it's silly, but you know what I mean? It's just.
No, I should probably ask this like off air. So like that's you saying that stuff, right? So Aaron Nagler, yes. Corey, they're cool with that. They're just like.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I think we talked about this in the first episode of Late Night Pack. You know what I mean? Or Packers After Dark. You know what I mean? Like they allow people who write for Cheesehead TV or tweet for Cheesehead TV, like their thing is like, hey, if you're going to say something online, you're going to have to deal with it. You know what I mean? You're going to have to deal with the consequences.
You own that shit.
You got to own it. You know what I mean? If you're going to write something, if you're going to write an article, that's like whatever, like you got to own it. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, whatever. But I mean, like, let's be real. Like today's not about Cheesehead TV. Today's about Matt Ramage and what you got going on. And you're doing great content and we appreciate it, man. You're doing great. Thank you so much for coming on here, man. We appreciate you, dude. You are awesome.
I appreciate you, Tyler. I appreciate Cheesehead TV. I appreciate everyone. I'm a little buzzer.
Of course.
Hey, Tyler. Hey,
that's all right, man. That's your brand.
People expect me to be drunk.
Talk about whatever, man. I love it, dude. Yeah. I love it, dude. Congratulations, Matt. Dude, you are awesome. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do. And where can people find you online?
I'm basically the same thing everywhere. Matt Ramage on Facebook, at Matt Ramage on Instagram. I did him on Twitter. I'm even on TikTok. Is Aaron Nagler on TikTok?
Aaron Nagler is not, but the Cheesehead TV brand account is, which I run. So go check it out. TikTok, Cheesehead TV. You know how it goes. Thank you so much for everybody listening tonight. Go Pack Go. Check out Matt on everything. Dude, thanks so much for telling your story. We appreciate you, brother.
Go Pack Go, people. I appreciate you, Tyler.
Go Pack Go. We'll see you guys later on the next episode of Packers After Dark. See ya.